Welcome to the Expositor Podcast with Dr. Stephen J. Lawson. Dr. Lawson is the founder and president of One Passion Ministries. The Expositor Podcast is focused on taking your preaching to the next level. Now, here's Dr. Lawson.
I want to talk to you in this podcast about making important observations that are in the text of Scripture that is before you. And one easy way to do it and for this to be in your mind is to ask the key adverbial questions, who, what, when, where, why, and then the so what. The who would refer to who is the author and who are the recipients of this book. Those are very key questions to ask. Who is the speaker in this passage? For example, as you're reading the Psalms and preaching the Psalms, there is often a change in speaker. And you have to be asking, who is speaking as this is being written? And to whom is this being written? And sometimes that's very easy. For example, the book of Philippians was obviously written to the believers who are in Philippi. But even to whom, Matthew is written to a Jewish audience, and each individual of the four Gospels are written to different audiences. So that's a very basic question. Then the what? What is the dominant theme of this particular cluster of verses? These verses are about the Gospel, the wrath of God, justification by faith, sanctification, assurance of salvation, repentance, church discipline, the new birth. Whatever is the dominant idea in this passage, that's the what. And you must identify the what. Then you need to know the when. When in redemptive history was this written? Was this written before the Babylonian exile, during the Babylonian exile, after the Babylonian exile? Was this written in the first year of Jesus' public ministry? Was this in the second year? Was this in the third year of his public ministry? When in the book of Acts does this passage take place? These are very important questions that you must ask of your passage. When was this written? It will open up a better understanding of the passage. And then where? Where was the author when he wrote this? Was David in a cave hiding from Saul? Was Moses in the wilderness leading the people of God? Was Jesus on the Sea of Galilee, or was he down in Jerusalem, or is he going through Samaria? Where is this taking place in the book of Acts? Is this in Jerusalem? Is this in Judea and Samaria? Is this in Rome, meaning the uttermost parts of the known world at that time? So that's very important. And then the why. We have to ask this question. Why were these verses written and why were they included? For example, in the pastoral epistles, everything that Paul addresses with young Timothy is either corrective of abuse that was taking place or to keep Timothy on the right track. And as Paul addresses the Ephesians or the Colossians or the Galatians, he's always writing to correct something or to fix something. The epistles are largely polemic in that regard. False teaching is being corrected? We have to ask the question, why? Or is Timothy collapsing and becoming weak and he needs now encouragement? This is the question, why? And then how? How is this stated? Is this truth put doxologically? For example, in Ephesians 1, he chose us in him before the foundation of the world that we should be holy and blameless before him. In love, he predestined us to the adoption as sons. We need to understand that this is in the middle of a doxology, praise being offered to God. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places in Christ Jesus. That affects even our preaching and our understanding and our application of this passage, that this is in the middle of worship being offered up to God, or the tone with which this is being said. Is this sad? Is this joyful? We need to know how something is said, the tone and even the genre and the placement within the book affects that. We need to have a heightened sense of awareness of how this is being said, because it affects even how we say what we say from this passage. And then I mentioned the so what, and that really deals with the application, not so much the observation, but we're always wanting to be out ahead, and the so what. So what does this have to do with someone's life? And we'll talk more about that as we come to the matter of application. But at this point, you can think through, as you look at a passage of Scripture, almost as the overlay or the template to lay over the passage, who, what, when, where, why, and you might even add, so what. Well, God bless you. Maybe this will help open up the passage as you look at it.